We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Friends, right away. Get privacy online with DuckDuckGo.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing. After Halloween this year, don't throw your jack-o'-lantern in the garbage. Use it to start composting instead. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
The biggest event of the year has reached the final days at Wolf Chase Toyota, your number one store. Last chance for Toyota's Today's the Day pricing on everything. Over 500 new Wolf Chase Toyotas and pre-owned vehicles. Huge rebates, giant discounts, low, low financing. You get it all at the number one volume sales leader in Memphis. Wolf Chase Toyota, Germantown Parkway in Cordova. WolfChaseToyota.com. Based on Toyota reporting from 2019 sales.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Nothing says autumn like home cooking. And now, Hormel marinated pork loin tenderloins or fillets are buy one, get one free with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, fellow citizens, do you have a plan for how you're going to vote? You should. You can vote in person or by mail. Go to vote411.org to find out rules and deadlines for your state. We all have a voice and a vote to cast. Vote. Make it count. Go to vote411.org.
Ho-hum. Another day. Another millionaire created by the Fitz. How many is it now? One, two, three, four. Well, I've lost track of how many people the Fitz has made millionaires out of, but they just keep doing it. The newest Fitz multimillionaire is Frank M. He just hit one of our Wheel of Fortune machines for a cool $2.8 million in change. Birds gotta fly, fish gotta swim, and the Fitz just has to keep making millionaires. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Memphis is home of the blues, barbecue, and Blue Note Juke Joint. It's bold like the blues and smoother than smooth. Enjoy it neat, on the rocks, or in a cocktail. Ask for it at your favorite liquor store, bar, or restaurant. Blue Note Bourbon Juke Joint.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance. That's for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
All right. I'm here. My name is Gary Parish, speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Bennett Doyle's producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day best you can.
Daddy lost most everything. On horse, whiskey, and wedding rings.
And I hope you're not an Alabama fan who thought that maybe, just maybe, the Crimson Tide would figure out a way to get Nick Saban into that stadium and coaching, having some sort of impact on Saturday's showdown with the Georgia Bulldogs, because at this point, and I should say, never ruling everything out, but at this point it appears Nick Saban is not going to be able to be involved in Saturday's showdown between Alabama and Georgia. This time yesterday, it was about an hour from now yesterday, we were learning about this in real time, this being Nick Saban's positive COVID-19 test, and wondering, because even Nick Saban on a Zoom call was wondering, whether he would be able to participate in Saturday's game. it now appears we have the answer. We don't have to wonder anymore. Looks like Steve Sarkisian's in charge, for better or worse. We'll talk about it momentarily. First, though, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 4:20, Cecil Hurt, been covering Alabama athletics for nearly 40 years. He is the authority in Tuscaloosa at the Tuscaloosa News, so there's nobody better to talk to about the Nick Saban COVID-19 situation than Cecil Hurt. So Cecil Hurt's going to join me here right around 4:20. When I finish that, I'll take a break. Come back and do four notable stories at 4:44, at which point I will discuss four previously undiscussed stories. Among them, we have two more MLB playoff games today because the Astros stayed alive last night. It'll be interesting to see if that can now turn into a series or if the Rays are just going to advance to the World Series with a win this afternoon. Meantime, can the Dodgers even things with the Braves tonight? They are expected to. Clayton Kershaw on the mound. We'll talk baseball around 4:44. Daryl Morey is no longer the general manager of the Houston Rockets. His decision, reportedly, either way, it's a new era with the Rockets. Tell you about it a little later on this hour. Ty Lue is the new head coach of the L.A. Clippers. So LeBron's former coach in Cleveland will be working with the Lakers' rival franchise inside Staples Center. Get into that just before 5 o'clock in an absolutely awful story in Southeast Memphis last night. A three-year-old girl. Ben, did you hear about this one?
I did not.
A three-year-old girl shot her father in the head and killed him while playing with a gun she found in the backseat of a car. It's another example of why you don't leave guns just laying around. Children, I'll give you the details on that horrific situation during four notable stories, 4:44. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins, just like always, that I will eventually do dinner to go and get on out of here. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to. But I wanted to start with the biggest news in college football and really in sports of the past 24 hours, and that is the situation at Alabama. As you know, Nick Saban, arguably the greatest college football coach in history, tested positive yesterday for COVID-19. We found out just before 5 o'clock, and we spent most of the rest of the show reacting in real time while acknowledging at that point that we had more questions than answers as it relates to the impact the development might have on Saturday's game between number 2 Alabama and number 3 Georgia on CBS, which, of course, is America's most watched network's network of stars. Fast forward to now, and we still don't have all of the answers, but we have some. And one of the things we seem to know now that we didn't know during yesterday's show is that Nick Saban is not going to be inside Bryant-Denny Stadium on Saturday. And consequently, he will not be allowed to communicate in any way with his coaching staff or players once the Crimson Tide's game with Georgia gets underway. Nick Saban will, best I can tell, be watching just like the rest of us on America's Most Watched Network. And that's because the 2020 NCAA football play interpretations guidelines makes clear that no communication is allowed when a coach is away under quarantine. If you want to look it up, it's rule 1-4-11-B. And even Nick Saban himself did not know this as recently as last night, because after we got off the air, he did a Zoom call with the local media or national media, and local and national media, and he said, we'll have to figure out what kind of contact I can have on Saturday. He said, I'm honestly not sure what's allowed and what is not allowed. And then, of course, various college football writers, people who cover Alabama, went and looked it up. And again, it's rule 1-4-11-B. It allows only voice communication between the press box and the team area, meaning a coach could not call into the press box or sideline for anything related to coaching purposes. Now, it does say there's no voice communication. Does that mean you could get around it by texting? Maybe.
That's a good point.
I don't know. Doubtful, but maybe. Either way, the idea that Nick Saban is going to be on a headset from home or on Zoom via an iPad, somebody is holding on the sideline, that just isn't so. Once things kick off, this is Steve Sarkisian's show, for better or worse. And Alabama did update Nick Saban's condition about an hour ago. The statement read this way. It said, quote, Coach Saban was evaluated by our team physician, Dr. Jimmy Robinson, today. Coach remains asymptomatic at this point and is doing fine. He is continuing to self-isolate and will remain in the SEC testing protocol while being evaluated daily. Now, Cecil Hurt will be able to shed more light on this for us in the next segment, but all indications right now is that if Alabama and Georgia do indeed play on Saturday night, and we still don't know, you know, they did testing today, results come back tomorrow. If there's too many positive tests on the Alabama football team, that then leads to contact tracing that puts too many players in quarantine, then this game will be postponed, just like two other SEC games scheduled for this weekend have already been postponed, most notably Florida and LSU, 4 days after Dan Mullen said he wanted to pack the swamp, 88,000 people. So there's no guarantee that this game is even going to be played on Saturday night. In fact, there are people who are assuming right now it will not be played, because if Nick Saban tested positive and Greg Byrne, the athletic director, tested positive, is it really likely that no players tested positive or will test positive? I mean, maybe. It's possible, certainly. But would you bet on it? If I made you bet your paycheck, would you bet on it? I don't know.
Probably not.
I don't think I would either. So, I don't want to put a percentage on it in terms of whether this game will be played or not, but there's at least a chance we can all agree that the game won't even be played on Saturday. But if it is played, Nick Saban's not going to be involved. He'll be involved in everything leading up to it, including today's practice and tomorrow's practice and Saturday's walkthrough, whatever that looks like. But once the game starts, Nick Saban will not be involved, and it has made an impact on the point spread. Alabama was a six-point favorite this time yesterday. Now the Crimson Tide are 4.5-point favorites, or minus 185 on the money line. And when Nick Saban was talking about this last night, he echoed a lot of what I had said yesterday, which is there are certainly some coaches around the country, among them Mike Leach at Mississippi State, who've sort of mocked the idea of wearing a mask and hasn't always been completely on board with what the scientists in this country are telling us what to do. I mean, it was as recently as 2 weeks ago, I think Mike Leach was, in his way, sort of mocking the idea of mask wearing. And you might think because Nick Saban's older and because Nick Saban is coaching in Alabama and because nobody tells Nick Saban what to do, that Nick Saban might have been on that side of this stupid national debate that we've had about masks. But in reality, he hasn't been. I give him a lot of credit. Right from the jump, back in March, April, when nobody thought we'd be dealing... I don't want to say nobody thought, but like certainly a lot of football coaches insisted we wouldn't be dealing with this in October the way that we are. Nick Saban was in a mask, making promotional videos to tell people to wear a mask. He was telling people to do the right things and, by all accounts, doing the right things himself. And he talked about this yesterday. He said, I think I've been really good about my personal space, social distancing, wearing a mask, washing my hands, you know, being real careful about who I'm around, when I'm around people, keeping my distance, and yet I still got this, which is a reminder that if you're reckless, you know, you're probably at this point likely to get it. But even if you're careful, you can't hide from this thing. And we will never know where he got that or how he got that, because it's an impossible thing to know. It's so stupid when people compare this to the flu, because you can transmit this without ever having any symptoms. In other words, if you go around somebody that has the flu, the normal seasonal flu, you will probably know that they have the normal seasonal flu. They'll probably tell you, I feel like hell because I've got the flu. And then if you catch the flu, you can go, well, that's probably where I got it. But Nate Oates, the Alabama basketball coach, acknowledged today for the first time that he tested positive for COVID-19 in July. And he said, I had a headache for a couple of days, but that's it. He said, I would have never, ever, under any circumstances, knew that I had that virus, except for I had to be tested because of my job. And I think that's true of millions of Americans who will never know or have confirmation that they had this virus because they never got tested for this virus, but still probably carried this virus and transmitted it. I think I'm probably one of those people. I was traveling back and forth to New York every week, January, February, March. When I flew home on March 11th, I flew home coughing uncontrollably. I didn't have any other symptoms, but I had a bad cough. And I'd been walking around New York City, eating in restaurants in New York City, where this virus was outbreaking in real time. When I came home on March 11th, I called my doctor and said, I think I need to get a COVID-19 test. Because I was supposed to get back on a plane in 3 days. Like, I flew home on a Wednesday, and I was supposed to fly back to New York on Friday. And then, of course, I never got on that plane. I haven't been on a plane since. But I told him, I think I need to get a test because it feels like I might have this virus. And if so, I obviously need to get on a plane again on Friday. But if I don't have this virus, I want to work. I don't want to miss out on what would have been, I think, that upcoming week, Selection Sunday. And he called everybody you could call, the health department. Like, I'm lucky enough to have, like, you know, cell phone access to my doctor. I can text him if I want to. And he pulled every string he could pull. I couldn't get a test because I had no known contact with a positive case. So then I got better. The cough went away. And by the time I got an antibodies test, it came back negative. But the people who gave me the test said, like, if you think you had this in March, it's now so far long ago that the antibodies might not even exist anymore. So Nate Oates said today, I wouldn't have ever known I had it except for I had the test. Similarly, I think I probably had it, but at the time I think I had it, I could not get tested. Tests weren't available then like they are right now. So people are spreading this nonstop. They don't even know that they got it. Therefore, you can't ever be sure where you got it from. But Nick Saban did seem to suggest that he doesn't think it's a coincidence that he got this after Alabama's road trip. Not necessarily in Oxford, but suddenly for the first time you are in a airplane for the first time. You know, a closed environment like that for the first time. And all it takes is one false negative on your football team. So you test everybody on your football team, right? Everybody comes back negative, but one of them's a false negative. They're actually positive. They're carrying the virus, but it didn't show up in the test. Now you put that person on a plane, boom, 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 it's spreading. And now your 68-year-old football coach has got the virus. Again, no way to know for sure if that's how it's happened, but Nick Saban seemed to think that when he was in the controlled environments that he had created for himself in Tuscaloosa, he was fine. When he had to leave those environments for another environment, that is when he contracted the virus, and he didn't seem to think that was a coincidence. And if you look at some of the other outbreaks throughout the world of college football in recent weeks, a lot of them are tied to teams that traveled. You're getting on airplanes around each other. You're in hotels. You're just conducting yourself in different ways than you've been conducting yourself, and that seems to be the root of at least some of these outbreaks. For whatever it's worth, it seemed to be what Nick Saban thought contributed to his. Again, the update on Coach Saban today, asymptomatic, still feeling fine, so that's good news. You know, I don't think we freak out too much when a 22-year-old gets this virus, because statistically speaking, it would be incredible if they struggled with it in any sort of meaningful way. I've never pretended otherwise. But Nick Saban is close to his 69th birthday. He is, according to the CDC, at risk for serious illness or even death. Statistically speaking, still should be fine. But when you get into a certain age bracket, you just don't know. I've said it a couple of times in recent weeks. I've got a friend who had a 68-year-old father, otherwise healthy, got COVID-19, went on a ventilator, died 2 weekends ago. I don't know if he was as healthy as Nick Saban or healthier, but I know he wasn't somebody who had all of these underlying medical conditions. He was a 68-year-old man living a good life, got the virus, went on a ventilator, died. And so, though it is an unlikely scenario for somebody like Nick Saban, it is at least something you have to be aware of, according to the CDC. Again, don't take my word for it. CDC says you're 65 and up, you are at high risk for serious illness or
even death. So the good news is that Nick Saban seems to be doing well right now. The bad news, if you're an Alabama fan, is seems like he's not going to have an impact on Saturday's game once Saturday's game kicks off, if indeed it does kick off. Cecil Hurt has been all over this story since yesterday. He'll join me next. You listen to the Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Zubin Mahinty.
Coming up Friday, we'll have the latest on the impact COVID is having on week number six in the NFL and college football around the country. Plus, one team tries to punch their ticket to the Fall Classic.
Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Zubin. Weekday mornings, 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. Live on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is Gary Parrish, host of the Gary Parrish Show for the 8th straight year. Can you believe that? We've been doing this show for 8 years, and the very first company who ever advertised on the show, it was Cooper Systems. They've never left, and I'll owe Lee and Lauren Cooper forever for that. Anyway, I'm assuming by now you know the basics about Cooper Systems. You need a computer, that's your spot. You need computer repair, that's your spot. But did you know Cooper Systems also offers business networking and IT services for small to medium-sized businesses? It's true, they do. So if your network or server is not performing as well as it should, call Cooper Systems. They can design and troubleshoot your network or server, configure your firewall for maximum security, and improve your wireless network. They can get a certified network engineer out to your site and get you running smoothly again. So remember, if you need servers, business class workstations, routers, firewalls, laptops, desktops, Microsoft software licensing, Apple products, virus removal, anything, Cooper Systems is your spot. That is Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park, 360-9679 on the web, coopersystems.com.
Hi, my name is Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job keeping me in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andrew 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andrew 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
So are you the type of guy that wants to look put together but doesn't want to spend hours shopping? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes. Try new styles in the comfort of your own home, and there's no subscription required ever. So, isn't it time to refresh your look? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
CuriosityStream has thousands of documentary films and shows available on demand on any device. We're the Netflix for nerds, the Hulu for history buffs, the Disney Plus for the scientist in us. There sure are a lot of streaming services, aren't there? CuriosityStream is the one you definitely need if you're the type to nature doc and chill, if you're an armchair astronaut, if you prefer physics to psychics, or perhaps you know a precocious paleontologist. Go to CuriosityStream.com to learn more and sign up today.
If your car won't start, it might be a battery issue. Visit AutoZone for free battery testing, free battery charging, and a huge selection of car batteries starting at $79.99. It's just part of what makes AutoZone America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Howie, 43 years ago, Star Wars premiered.
And so did Robert Irwin Jewelers. It's our 43rd anniversary, and to celebrate, we have a multi-million dollar diamond sale going on right now.
All diamonds, no lightsabers?
All bigger, brighter diamonds, including what we're known for, diamond engagement rings.
Free financing?
We always have free financing, but this month, get 0% interest for up to 24 months with approved credit. Don't miss our anniversary sale going on right now. Bigger, brighter diamonds, Robert Irwin Jewelers. Check us out online at rijewelers.com.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Flu season is just around the corner, and now you can get your flu shot right here for free. Schedule your appointment today at Kroger.com/flu.
I'm journalist Ben Ryder, and I want to tell you about my new podcast, The Edge. Last year, the Houston Astros were caught in a massive cheating scandal, putting the legitimacy of their 2017 World Series in doubt. I'm talking to people who were there to figure out what happened. Why did the most innovative organization in the history of sports push itself not just to the edge, but over it? Listen to The Edge on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, fellow citizens, do you have a plan for how you're going to vote? You should. You can vote in person or by mail. Go to vote411.org to find out rules and deadlines for your state. We all have a voice and a vote to cast. Vote. Make it count. Go to vote411.org.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Stretch my hand.
Life like, this is what your life like. Try to live the life right. People really know you push your buttons like type right. This is like a movie, but it's really very lifelike. Every single night, right? Every single fight, right? I was looking at the gram and I don't even like lights. I was screaming at my daddy, told me it ain't Christ-like.
They are underway. Game 5 ALCS. Astros up 1-0 in the bottom of the first on the Tampa Bay Rays. So trying to stay alive, obviously. In Game 5, Tampa Bay up 3-1, so this is the closeout game for the AL East champs. I'll keep you updated on that. Dodgers-Braves first pitch, 7:08 tonight. We'll talk about it in the next segment. Jeff Calkins will be here a little after 5 o'clock, but right now he's been covering Alabama football and basketball for the Tuscaloosa News since 1982. It's the legend Cecil Hurt. Please make him the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parish Show Big Interview. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Using food and wine to create memorable times.
So, Cecil, I've read everything I know to read and listened to everything I know to listen to. I know Alabama fans are holding out hope that maybe some way Nick Saban can have a role in Saturday's game against Georgia if it is indeed played. But best I can tell, he's going to be watching this from home, kind of the way I'm watching it from home. Is that where we're at right now?
That's where we stand right now, unless he gets two more negative tests and they feel like he got a false positive, but I don't know that that's going to happen. We'll hopefully hear from Nick tonight and may get some more insight on how he tested today and what his plan is for Saturday.
I thought it was interesting yesterday because he seemed pretty upbeat, although this is, you know, professionally speaking, pretty rough news to be taken out of a top five matchup that really could be the thing that gives you an opportunity to win another national championship or prevents you from having the opportunity to win a national championship. And one of the points he made is that he thought he had been, and still believes, he had been, you know, trying to navigate these unusual times in a pretty sensible way. Like, he was social distancing, washing his hands, wearing his mask. I know you live in Alabama. I live in Mississippi. Our two states have not, to a person, taken this very seriously or as seriously as we probably should have. But by all accounts, Nick Saban has been a pretty good model for how you should act. Is that an accurate assessment?
Yeah, he started with the public service announcements in the summer. He's been very proactive about masking and social distancing. And he said last night when we talked to him that as long as they're here, as long as they're on campus in Tuscaloosa, or that's not just Tuscaloosa, as long as teams are on campus and control every aspect of the environment, that he felt like they were safe. He said once you travel, that's the variable. You know, you're in a hotel, you're in an airport probably, and you don't control every variable, and you don't control the people who have access. That football building is locked down more or less. They know who's going in and out, and they can test them if they want to. They can take a temperature. They can do whatever for people who have access to the players. But you get on the road, and that's not the case. Can't be the case. And so I think not only Nick, but I think Scott Strickland at Florida as well, indicated that they felt like, again, not blaming Ole Miss. It's not saying, oh, it's Ole Miss's fault. That's not the point. The point is just that travel is difficult, and it's difficult to maintain that controlled environment, just as we saw in baseball during the regular season, and as we saw with the NBA. If you can keep the players in place where you can monitor what's going on and I don't want to say restrict access, but have a good handle on who the players have the access to. That's been much easier. Even though they're attending classes, that's a fairly monitored environment as well, much more so than just out in a hotel somewhere.
Right. One of the points I had made in the opening segment is that we'll never know where not Nick got this, exactly when Nick got this, any more than we'll know exactly when and where anybody gets this. People are carrying it with no symptoms, passing it without knowing that they're passing it. So, again, a big question mark. But one point I had heard somebody make is that, you know, Alabama's going to test everybody and test everybody and test everybody. But one of the things we've learned about this virus is that you can be carrying it and it still doesn't show up in a test. So you could still be days away from it showing up in a test. So it's right. Not crazy to assume that maybe everybody tests negative, then you all get on a plane. If somebody on that plane's carrying that virus, even though they tested negative, and now you're in closer quarters than you've been in, and that is the perfect setting for this type of thing to bounce around a little bit. And so I do think Nick is probably right that when you start traveling, you start introducing a lot of variables that otherwise aren't there. And, obviously he's not the first college coach to contract this virus. And, you know, I'd bet a lot of money he's not going to be the last.
No, I'm sure. I'm sure, because it's just not a 100% controlled environment. And the NFL has had coaches and players contract it. And they have probably more ability to restrict access than even the colleges do. So, Mike Norvell obviously missed the Miami-Florida State game. Les Miles tested positive. I hadn't heard if he's going to try and make the trip to West Virginia because he was on the cusp of being out of quarantine. But Nick can invite Les over to watch him. Together on Saturday.
It'll be just like the old LSU Alabama days. Just let's get all our positive, coaches together and let them hang out.
Yeah.
And put it on ESPN Plus or something.
That would be great. Those two would be great television.
They would excellent.
Would. Socially distant, of course. Nick's recruiting room at his house is more than large enough to accommodate 12 feet of distance between the two of them.
I'm talking to Cecil Hart from the Tuscaloosa Dents.
That would be 2 hours of programming. That would be.
I would tune in. There's no question. Cecil Hart's here from the Tuscaloosa News. Obviously, Greg Byrne, who the athletic director, also test positive, said yesterday that they'll do another round of testing today. They'll get those results back, and they'll keep their fingers crossed that nobody tests positive. But obviously, as we sit here at 4:32 on Thursday, we don't know if this game is going to be played on Saturday night. It will be determined by the test results. Help me understand what Alabama fans are feeling right now. Is there a portion of the fan base that might say, you know what, let's just get a few positive tests, postpone this game so we don't have to play Georgia without Nick Saban?
The Alabama fans certainly would like to have Nick Saban, but they want to play. They don't want to push it back to December. They could push it back to December 12th, which would change the dynamic of probably the race in both divisions if you did that. But the game's in Tuscaloosa. The weather's going to be cool and crisp. And, I think that they want to play. Generally, the fan base wants to play, wants to see the game without a postponement. It's good that the SEC has that built in. They're having to use it for LSU in Florida, for instance. So Whether there will be enough open dates built in, we'll have to see. But for the most part, I think that everybody that's got a chance to play wants to play. And I think that's true of Alabama and Georgia. And they're not. You know, people come up with every conspiracy theory in the world. But Alabama's not afraid to play Georgia, and Georgia's not afraid to play Alabama. Players want to play, and I think most fans want to play.
Talking to Cecil Hurt here from the Tuscaloosa News on Twitter, at Cecil Hurt. Nobody's around that program more than you and has been around that program longer than you. Can you help me understand exactly how much of a disadvantage it is, you know, for those 3.5 to 4.5 hours on a Saturday when a game is happening to not have Nick Saban on that sideline? How involved is he in the play-to-play of a high-stakes football game?
He is not a play caller. Steve Sarkisian is the offensive play caller. Pete Golding has been handling the defensive play calls. And so he's not involved at that level. But everybody who's watched an Alabama game has seen how Nick interacts with the players, how he will... Now, when a teachable moment arises, he will gently chastise some of his young charges. And they know. And so I don't know if everything's clear to play on Saturday, but he can't be there. I don't know if that team will rally around and win one for, you know, let's win one for Coach Saban. I don't know how much extra motivation you need in a 2-versus-3 game, nationally 2-versus-3, anyway, or if it'll be a distraction because they're used to having him. He can do a – my understanding is the quarantine limits contact starting 90 minutes before the game, so 2 hours before the game, before they get on the buses over at the football complex. He can give them the pregame speech by Zoom and that sort of thing. So – you know, he makes there are certain decisions that he probably has a yes, no on fourth down. You know, do you go for it on fourth down or do you fake a punt? You know, there are probably a few plays where he has a decision, but it's more that he's a presence. And again, if you've watched Alabama games, most college football fans certainly have watched Alabama games. Every eye is on him, and people are aware that he's there. He makes people aware that he is there. And so that's not Steve Sarkisian's personality. He's never been his personality as a head coach. So it'll be a big change for Alabama. And I don't know. It's not. I try to think if there had ever been a situation. Coach Bryant had such a presence, and Alabama fans were so connected to him that a lot of fans and probably some players believe they were going to win just because Bear Bryant was standing on the sidelines. I don't know if it's quite that, but it's very similar for Nick. It's one of the many, many points of comparison that you get asked about when you've survived long enough to cover both.
I'm wrapping up here with Cecil Hurt from the Tuscaloosa News. Last thing before I let you go. A few weeks ago, the President of the United States gets this virus, and there was a moment where people thought, okay, this will be a wake-up call for America, and not really. What kind of impact does Nick Saban getting this virus have on the people of Alabama, if at all?
I don't know if it'll have much. First of all, hope the president gets well. Other than that, I'm not going to be political about it.
Sure.
People can make their own decisions. I think that the issue has become politicized.
Sure.
in some areas that, you know, it's taken away my freedoms to wear a mask, and people will debate you for hours on whether a mask is can't hurt anything, right? It's not going to hurt anything.
It's not going to hurt anything.
And you know, why not think of the other guy? I don't know that it'll dramatically increase what the state government or the city government in Tuscaloosa, which has been, you know, city government in Tuscaloosa has been a little bit more active in curfews and closings and so forth along the way. But I don't know that it'll change the state that much. I think that the kind of the lines have been drawn on that issue, and you know, the people who have their mind made up. I don't know that people get so entrenched in their thought process now, and they act personally as if they've been disrespected if you do the opposite. And it's very difficult to compromise, and it's very difficult to have a society that functions well when there's no ground for compromise or for listening to the other viewpoint.
I think that's a good assessment. That's Cecil Hurt from the Tuscaloosa News. Make sure you follow him on Twitter, at Cecil Hurt. That's at Cecil Hurt. As always, thank you for being here. I appreciate your time, and have a fun weekend. I know it's going to be busy for you.
We'll talk soon. Thank you.
Hi, brother. That's Cecil Hurt from the Tuscaloosa News. And I think he's exactly right. Like, I there was a moment, maybe just a moment, where I thought the president getting this virus and, like, having to be hospitalized with this virus and put on oxygen with this virus would be a wake-up call for the people who maybe haven't taken this virus as seriously as I would like people to take this virus. And it just didn't happen. Most probably because the president went right back to, you know, where he was on this virus before, if not even further, because now he's like, I'm immune to it. I'll never get it again.
Right.
So, which is, by the way, not he's not immune to the virus. He might be immune to it for a while, but the idea that he's got now lifetime immunity is not true. But it didn't stop him from saying it, you know, earlier today.
Sure.
So, again, now Nick Saban, the most prominent figure in the state of Alabama, which is a southern state like basically every other southern state where the residents aren't wired, for whatever reason, to take this virus very seriously. I guess I'd say this. If not for the president getting it a few weeks ago and then seeing the reaction to that, I would maybe assume that, okay, this will be a wake-up call for the state of Alabama. Like, now Nick Saban has COVID-19. And yet, if the president didn't change anybody, and I think Cecil's right. People have drawn their lines at this point. You either wear a mask enthusiastically and aggressively, or you are dismissive of everybody who does and don't want to do it yourself unless you're made to do so. I don't think, given what the reaction was to the president and the president's reaction to his diagnosis, I just don't think Nick Saban will have that much of an impact. If not for that point of reference, I would have maybe assumed, like, okay, this can be a teachable lesson for people. But unfortunately, I don't think we got many teachable lessons in this country right now. We're not conditioned for teachable lessons. So it is what he is. What it is, Nick Saban will hopefully never get a single symptom because he remains, according to his doctor, asymptomatic today and be back on the sideline in Tuscaloosa ASAP. But barring a surprise, and at this point it would be a massive surprise, if Alabama and Georgia do play on Saturday night inside Bryant Denny Stadium, Nick Saban is going to be watching that game at home with no contact in the game with his players or his coaching staff. Again, that development has pushed the line from Alabama -6 down to Alabama -4.5. I'll talk more about it with Jeff Calkins a little after 5 o'clock when we come back. MLB playoffs were something else last night. Dodgers beat the crap out of the Braves, and then there was a fun game between Houston and Tampa Bay that Houston was able to win behind Zach Greinke, and now they are playing again, and Astros are up 1-0 in the top of the second, but the Rays do have the bases loaded with 2 outs. It's a closeout game for Tampa Bay. We'll talk Major League Baseball next. You listen to The Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, Tennessee, sports betting is almost here, and FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you an exclusive offer to get started. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving users $50 in free bets just for signing up. You heard that right. They're giving you $50 in free site credit to register and verify early. No deposit required. FanDuel's America's number one sports betting site for a reason. They've got odds on all the biggest sports and a simple, intuitive app that makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for and then lock it in. And unlike other sports books, once you win, FanDuel gets you your cash in as little as 24 hours. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. But right now, the right thing for you to do is download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and check out their fantastic app for yourself. Just be sure to sign up and register using the promo code Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, so they know we sent you. When you verify your account, you'll receive $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. I got my $50. You need to as well. Sports betting is right around the corner in Tennessee. So download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and get the promo code. It's Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, to get $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
The NFL and college football seasons continue to move forward. College basketball starts this month. Holiday parties are on deck. So there's a lot going on. If you like me, Gary Parrish, you might want to have a drink every once in a while you're experiencing life. And if you like me, Gary Parrish, New Amsterdam Vodka will be your drink of choice. New Amsterdam Vodka, it's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish, as you surely know by now. It is so smooth, you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. That's because it is a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. And if you're into flavored vodka, understand New Amsterdam offers a variety. Watermelon is the newest flavor. Keep an eye out for that. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, either by choice or necessity, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're at a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
Hey, everybody. This is Coach Penny Hardaway. When I want to throw a party for friends or family, I want it to be a taste of Memphis, and that means Corky's Barbecue. Order online or call ahead and pick up at their speedy drive-thru. And be sure to tell them that Penny sent you.
Performance Food Service is now hiring delivery drivers for the Memphis area. $10,000 sign-on bonus, $70,000 starting salary, plus daily incentive pay and quarterly performance bonus. Requires timely delivery of products for multi-drop food service customers, home nights and weekends. Best-in-class benefits package that covers all of your health care needs. Must have high school diploma or a GED, 1 year delivery driver experience, and Class A CDL with 3 years clean MVR. Apply today by clicking on careers at pfgc.com. pfgc.com.
If you ask me, St. Louis may be the most underrated golf city in the country. And since I'm not running around Busch Stadium this year, I've been exploring the gorgeous golf scene this town has to offer. This is Todd Thomas, a.k.a. that one guy, inviting you to tee off at Topgolf or play around at any one of 3 courses inside Forest Park, the number one city park in the United States, according to USA Today. Just remember, wear your mask and stay 6 feet apart. Book your trip today at ExploreSt.Louis.com.
Want to work for a company that can see your greatness? KTG USA, a division of Kruger Products, one of North America's leading manufacturers of quality tissue products for home, industrial, and commercial use, is hiring. Qualified production machine operators, industrial mechanics, electrical and instrumentation technicians, and entry-level packing positions. At KTG USA, we see your greatness and want you to work in a place where you can grow and your greatness stands out. Interested candidates can apply online at ktgusa.com.
Your CBD store, the largest CBD retailer in the country, is opening in Millington this Friday. There will be door prizes, samples, food, and much more. Stop by. Let them share the wellness of CBD products with you at 8570 South Highway 51 North, Suite 107, right next to Huey's.
Walgreens has always been there to help make your healthcare easier. From making sure you have the prescriptions you need, to answering any questions you have about them. Now, the question is whether you have the right Medicare plan. And we're here to help make that easier, too. Walgreens can save you money and peace of mind with copays as low as $0. Visit walgreens.com/Medicare today to see how. Walgreens. We make Medicare easy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs when enrolled in a plan with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
Morning.
How'd you get in my house, me?
Through the air conditioning vent. It's dark in there.
Go away.
How about some Honey Nut Cheerios?
Cheerios. Do I look like a child to you?
Honey Nut Cheerios are tasty and can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet. Did you just
No.
I'm pretty sure I heard a
It was my dryer.
You might want to get that thing checked out.
Have a change of heart. Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Injured? Dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Tokyo and I'm Godzilla. Playing blackjack versus death gun on the car dealer. Just bought a demon, I'm screaming about the car dealer. Last temptation of Mike, but I'm a God ticker. Tell me as a bob that the God don't need a job. And if I did, the oligarchs would be missing, murdered, and wrong. This is Bonaparte, and he paid with Tucson. And they went on a world conquest, tearing your Bonaparte.
Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. He's going to be here a little at the 5 o'clock. I'll chop it up with him for, 20, 25 minutes or so. But right now I got four stories I'd like to discuss.
Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's Four Notable Stories at 4:44. Story number one.
So we have two more baseball games today, one of them already underway, and that is because the Astros were able to avoid elimination last night when they played Tampa Bay. Did you watch much of this, any of this?
I didn't.
I don't blame you. Nobody cares. I'm the only one that cares. I understand.
I had to watch the Billboard Music Awards last night.
How was that?
It was fine. I'm doing FM 100 stuff this week, so I had to, really tune up my pop culture knowledge.
Hey, who? My buddy Brent Stover just texted me. He's got a country song coming out. How do I go about getting that on the Wolf?
I'll look into it. I'll see.
Is
if
that
can
even
make that
possible?
Happen. I don't think it's possible.
I don't think it's possible.
You have to be charting at a certain level to get on that station or station like that.
That's my understanding, but I texted him and I said I'll ask.
Yeah,
the least I can do is ask.
We'll look into it.
So let the record show. This is me asking. We'll look into it. So I saw John Legend's performance, which was sweet.
Yeah, it was a decent show. I mean, it was whatever. Honestly, it wasn't that great. I'm just going to level with you.
Okay.
Post Malone took home a million awards. That was pretty much it.
So Kanye won Best Gospel Artist.
Dude, he won a bunch of awards, too. Yeah, he won, Best.
So ridiculous. Yeah. Kanye West winning Gospel Artist.
He won a couple for that album.
Disappointing. I'm going to try to... I'm hoping we can look back someday in this little 3-year Kanye West period, this little 3-year run, just be something that'll just be a blip on the radar and not something that he joked about it once upon a time, but it is true. I miss the old Kanye.
Yeah.
I don't have much use for this one.
I'm with you. I'm still thinking that he's that it's a huge, couple year long ploy for a new album, biggest comeback.
If it
ever.
Is, he's taking it too far.
He's gone really far.
If it is, he's taking it too far. So you were watching the Billboard Awards. I was actually watching baseball, and it was Dodgers Braves was over quickly, 11-0 after one inning. They got no use for that. But then Rays Astros starts. I think 7:40 last night, and Zach Greinke was on the mound for Houston, former Cy Young Award winner. And he's up 4-2 top six. And the Rays have, I think, first and second one out with Randy Arozarena coming up, who has been the hottest hitter in these playoffs. He's like Daniel Murphy 2015, except he's Randy Arozarena in 2020. So Dusty Baker goes out there to get Greinke. And Greinke talks him out of removing him. He's just let me do this. I can do this. And all of the analytics say it's time to get him.
Yes.
Pitch count, how many times through the order. There's not a single data point that says leave Zach Greinke in the game. And, evidence being that Dusty Baker is the one that went to the mound. Managers only go to the mound to get the pitcher.
Right.
They don't go out there to talk to the pitcher. They only go to the mound to get the pitcher. So when Dusty comes out of the dugout, it's over for Greinke.
Mm-hmm.
And Greinke convinces him, just says, let me do this. I can get out of this. And Dusty said, okay. And so Greinke stays in. He strikes out Arozarena, gets another K, leaves both of those runners stranded, keeps the score 4-2, then exits the game, and Houston actually wins the game 4-3 to force the game 5 that's now in progress with Houston up 1-0. Probably the wrong baseball decision by Dusty Baker.
Yeah.
But I respect it. I like it.
I think it's fine since you're up 3-0, right?
No, you're down 3-0.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, my bad.
You might say you think it's fine because, like, hey, where are you going anyway? You're not winning this series anyway. But it is not the smart.
That's what I'm at.
It's not the analytics-driven decision. But I don't have a problem with it. It reminded me of 2015 World Series. Mets are down 3-1 to Kansas City, and Terry Collins did the exact same thing. You could Google this. It's actually a great moment. I was so fired up. Mets are down 3-1 in the series. They're up 2-0 in this game. Matt Harvey's pitching. It is bottom of the eighth, and the Mets are the visiting team, so Royals are up. Terry Collins goes to Matt Harvey in the dugout. Cameras pick up the whole thing. Terry Collins tells him, hey, you did your job tonight. We're done. We're going to Familia to close this. And you can see Harvey look at Terry Collins and say, no way. No way. No way.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way I'm not going back out there and finishing this. And Terry Collins said, all right, go. And it was a disaster.
Yeah.
the Mets lost the game 7-2 in 12 innings, and that is how the Royals won the World Series. If Familia comes in, close that, you go to a Game 6 back at Citi Field, and who knows what happens. But Terry Collins afterwards said, just listen, I looked into his eyes. He wanted it so badly. I didn't want to rip that opportunity away from him. It's my fault. I messed up. Yeah, I should have pulled him.
And that's what I obviously meant, down 3-0. Right. But, like, yeah, I just feel like it's fine. Like, you know, it's kind of like that what do you got to lose mentality. He's your guy. Like, yeah.
I'm one of those people that I understand it's the wrong baseball decision, but I am the type of person who would be swayed by that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you've done your job tonight, and you are begging me to let you go one more hitter.
Yeah.
Begging me to let you get three more outs. And you're an accomplished, you know, you want it so badly. Like, a lot of guys would want out of that spot. Like, get me out of here and let somebody else finish this thing. And yet, there's a person saying, no way, you're not taking me out of this game. I would be swayed by that if I were a manager. Perhaps that's why I'd be a bad manager. Because, you know, with Terry Collins, it didn't work out. With Dusty Baker back in, I think, 2003, he did something similar. Did not work out. And last night it worked out. Greinke got out of the inning. Astros win the game. And they're now up 1-0 in Game 5 in the top of the third. So that series is, if the Astros can win this one, some suddenly gets interesting. But you got to hold on to this one to get to a Game 6. On the other side of the National League, Dodgers-Braves tonight in a Game 4 after the Dodgers beat the Braves 15-3 last night. And this is Clayton Kershaw on the mound, three-time Cy Young Award winner, you know, one of the greatest pitchers in the history of the sport. He was scratched from Game 2 with back spasm, so now he's going in Game 4. This will be his only start of the NLCS.
It'll be fascinating to watch.
Because the Kershaw, playoff Kershaw, it's a thing.
Yep.
Like, people watch to watch him fail in the postseason. Because here's the truth. He has thrown 2,333 innings in the regular season. His ERA in his career, 2.43. In the postseason, he's thrown 172 and one-third innings. His ERA is 4.23. His ERA is nearly two full runs higher in the postseason as it is in the regular season. So he's now got this reputation as somebody who can, you know, do it on a Tuesday night in July, but when it's high stakes playoff baseball, he ain't the guy, or at least he ain't the same guy. And so every time he struggles in the postseason, like, playoff Kershaw starts, hashtag playoff Kershaw becomes a thing. So I root for people when they're up against this kind of thing. I want him to go out there and go seven innings, shut out baseball, because he's so awesome, and yet people will focus on the one part of his career that isn't as awesome as the other parts of his career. I don't like that for people, because I know it would drive me crazy, so I know I'm assuming it drives him crazy. So you get Kershaw tonight, and by the way, pitching in Arlington, Texas, he's from Dallas, so basically pitching at home. And an opportunity to even this series with the Braves. It is also important to point out, this postseason, playoff Kershaw's been awesome. He's had two starts. He's 2-0 with a 1.93 ERA. So maybe playoff Kershaw is a thing of the past. We'll find out tonight. First pitch, 7:08. That'll be on Fox.
Story number two.
Daryl Morey is stepping down as general manager of the Houston Rockets. A buddy, Adrian Wojnarowski, broke the news earlier today. And it is, by all accounts, his decision. But he and the Houston owner, Tillman Fertitta, have had a little bit of a rocky relationship since Morey last year, just before the start of this past season, which started nearly a year ago, remember, made the free Hong Kong post. And that ended up costing the NBA an estimated, do you know?
Oh, it's got to be millions.
$400 million.
Good Lord. You that know, they just put him back on TV.
For the finals.
For the finals last week, yeah.
So it ended up costing him $400 million in revenue and cost Herman Fertitta, like, real money as well. So that relationship was strained a little bit, but still, by all indications, if Morey wanted to come back, he could come back. You know, the Rockets have the longest active playoff streak in the NBA, so he's done a good job there, even if he was never able to break through because, you know, the Golden State Warriors put together one of the great super teams of all time. But, you know, one thing that multiple people have pointed out today, in a time, in an era where some franchises just tried to punt until the Warriors were over and didn't want to take them head on because didn't feel like you could get them. He kept trying. He kept trying to go right at the Warriors, and he came the closest of anybody, the Rockets did, of eliminating the Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, when they're all healthy, Golden State Warriors team.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.